Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 4th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Collide. Kicking off today, Apple last night released the second public betas of macOS Catalina and tvOS 13. These releases come just a week after Apple released the first public betas of the two operating systems. Apple had originally said that it would begin public beta testing of macOS Catalina and tvOS 13 in July, but it launched things a week early, last week, instead. If you're not already a macOS and tvOS public beta tester, you can sign up on Apple's website. We also published a video covering how to create a bootable macOS Catalina USB install drive, which we highly recommend if you think you might need to generate a clean install of macOS. Check that out in the show notes below. In other news, Apple is now under a third privacy investigation in Ireland, this time looking at whether the company fully meets GDPR requirements in regard to a data access request from customers. Apple offers a data and privacy webpage that allows you to request a copy of your data, ranging from only certain items to everything Apple has. Apple then has up to 7 days to make the data available for you to download. Reuters reports that Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner is investigating whether or not Apple is fully complying with the GDPR requirement that a customer has a right to see a copy of all of their data held by a certain company. Apple is already under investigation for two other possible breaches in Ireland, including one related to targeted advertising and another questioning whether its privacy policy on the processing of that data is sufficiently transparent. One important thing to note is that an open investigation is not evidence of any wrongdoing on Apple's part. It simply means that a complaint has been received or concern has been raised. The final outcome of these investigations remains to be seen. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Collide. The folks at Collide have just launched a new product for teams that use Slack, and as an organization that uses Slack to communicate every day, we're particularly excited about that here at 9 to 5 Mac. The new product from Collide integrates with your Slack team and messages your users directly when their Mac, Windows, and Linux devices fail to meet your security protocols. Your users will receive clear instructions about what is wrong and step-by-step instructions on how to fix it, and they can even confirm in real time that they have resolved the problem directly in Slack. Keep your users in the loop and make them a part of the security team by going to collide.com. That's K-O-L-I-D-E.com, or using the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Collide for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out today with a new investor report pertaining to the MacBook lineup. According to Kuo, Apple will ditch the controversial butterfly keyboard and return to a more traditional scissor switch design. The change will start with the 2019 MacBook Air, with the new keyboard reportedly coming to the MacBook Pro in 2020. Kuo says that the new scissor switch keyboard is a completely new design and features glass fiber to reinforce the keys. The butterfly keyboard used in recent MacBooks hasn't been popular among many users, but Kuo says it's also expensive for Apple to manufacture due to low yields. This could be part of the reason why the company is finally looking to switch. Kuo's claim that the new scissor switch keyboard won't come to the MacBook Pro line until 2020 is a bit disappointing, especially if the company is on track to launch a new 16-inch MacBook Pro later this year. That would mean Apple would launch a new flagship Mac form factor, but stick with the old keyboard until next year. Nonetheless, many MacBook users are likely to be excited about this new keyboard design, even if it doesn't launch until 2020 in the MacBook Pro. 9 to 5 Mac's roster of podcasts has long included 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour, Stack Trace, and 9 to 5 Mac Daily. This week, however, we're adding a new podcast to that lineup, 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time. Hosted by Zach Hall, 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time is a brand new seasonal podcast series about how Apple Watch has impacted its users. Zach joins us now to tell us more about Watch Time. Zach, what can listeners expect?
Hey, Chance. Thanks, and happy 4th of July, Independence Day, for everyone around the world, especially in the U.S. So this week, we released a brand new podcast series, episode 1 of my new 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time podcast, on Happy Hour with Benjamin Mayo. I talk a bit about the behind-the-scenes thinking and why now and why the podcast, topic. But on the first episode of 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time, Benjamin Mayo was also my first guest. And we kind of go back and forth on things like, for one, like who we are, but also how we use the Apple Watch in our jobs and our history with fitness trackers, both with the Apple Watch and before, and even just watches in general. Plus kind of, where we approach fitness and health with the Apple Watch and some long-term goals we have. So I think the podcast is going to be really fun to do. Episode 1 is out as of this week. Go and search, Apple Podcast or Overcast, or if you're a podcast player, for 9 to 5 Mac watch time, and subscribe to hear new episodes automatically. I've already recorded the second episode, which will come out in 2 weeks. Watch time will be a seasonal fortnightly release, so every 2 weeks from now through September or so. So I've already recorded the second episode, and I think it's even better. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks, everybody, for checking it out.
Thank you, Zach. And everybody, be sure to subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time in your podcast app of choice. And if you like what you hear in the first episode, we'd really appreciate a rating and review in the Apple Podcast app to help more people find the new show. Other things worth checking out on 9 to 5 Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's full video look at all of the changes in iOS 13 Beta 3. Meanwhile, we also highlighted two new privacy-focused billboards from Apple, one of which is located right in Google's backyard. Read both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Clyde for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9 to 5 Mac. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to check back tomorrow for another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.